We all have opinions, but they are meaningless when seen from God's point of view, which is the only point of view Christians should embrace. From the human viewpoint, we tend to see people in terms of their group, their race, their culture, their appearance, their status, their class. But God never generalizes or plays favorites. He looks at every single person as an individual, one-on-one. And Jesus died for the individual sins of every single person who has ever lived, so that he most surely knows every one of us as individuals, better than we know ourselves, having paid the specific price for every single thing we have ever done wrong. Yes, God wants everyone to be saved, and Jesus died so that all might be saved. And Jesus does not care about the unimportant peripheral matters that in life, in history, in politics, are so all important. From a true Christian point of view that shares God's point of view, questions such as, what is your race, nation, culture, history, family, address, mean nothing. The only question that really matters is, what do you think of Christ? From the true divine point of view, a person from a culture I do not understand, speaking a language I do not know, dressing and eating and acting in ways that may seem totally bizarre to me personally, but who is a Christian, is my brother, and I am one with him just as sure as I am one with Jesus Christ. We will all enjoy sweet fellowship together in the New Jerusalem forevermore, regardless of the temporal, cultural, and political detritus that separate us in this life. On the other hand, someone that I know and like and appreciate and who shares my language, culture, political points of view, etc., yet is not a Christian, is sadly not my brother, and absent coming to Jesus, cannot, for all of our worldly affinities, share anything lasting with me. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1. Everyone has a right to be proud of their culture, their history, their heritage, their family, their antecedents, however defined. But as a wise woman once said, every tub has to stand on its own feet. And if that is true in the secular realm, how much more so is it not in the spiritual realm? God put us all here on earth to choose, individually. Without question, from the biblical point of view, no heritage is better than that of the Jewish nation, to whom belongs the adoption as sons, the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship, the promises, the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of Christ, who is God over all, forever praised. Romans chapter 9, verse 4 and 5. And perhaps no single individual ever exemplified and made better use of that heritage than did the Apostle Paul. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Philippians chapter 3 verse 5 through 8. The word emphasized here, rubbish, is the Greek skybala, and is correctly rendered as dung. If Paul can consider his exceptional and truly enviable Jewish heritage dung, to the extent that it might have in any way interfered with his mission to serve Jesus Christ, shouldn't we take the same view? So while there is nothing at all wrong in principle with celebrating one's heritage, if such celebration ever leads us into strife, or envy, or vainglory, or politics of any sort, it is better to focus on the fact of our universal oneness in Jesus Christ, whom we all serve and by whom we are all treated by the same identical standard. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile, but glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For God does not show favoritism. Romans chapter 2 verse 9 through 11. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2 and 3.